Views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Bob Dio, my engineer producer on the other side of the glass. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, the 1st of April, 2019. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice. For trusted local news and talk, have our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com. All of our podcasts available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. The live line number 790-2040. Congratulations to the show now that is preceding the Buckmaster Show. I think this young man, Zach Yenzer, with his Creative City Show, has all sorts of potential. It will only get better. I think right out of the gate, he had a very good initial show. So nice lead-in to the Buckmaster program. Our Monday political face-off features Jim Kelly, longtime Tucson-based conservative political commentator. And Jim, you were on TV over at my old station. When are they going to get it right that there's an E in your name?
the good thing is that the graphics...
Tell the people running the graphics department that make it right.
Yeah, the graphics people did get it right, but the copy editor who did the online web version got it wrong. And I just want to make sure they got it right in terms of, you know, for search engines and things like that. Right?
Yeah, all right. Well, Jim Kelly, always good to see you. Jeff Rogers is with us, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Jeff, how are you?
Very well.
What do you think of this lineup for the Final Four, other than the Spartans from Michigan State, who've been there to the final game and have won? They've won a couple of tournaments, haven't they?
They have
in recent years,
and they were a routine participant in the Final Four for many years until the last three, when they've haven't made it past the Sweet 16. But you know, I like this. I like the fact that it's not all three or four number one seeds. I think it'll make it a lot more fun this year. Be interesting to see how Michigan State would probably be, in my mind, considered the favorite after knocking off Duke.
Who do you think it was the biggest surprise, Texas Tech or Auburn?
I think it's probably Texas Tech. They've had an awfully good year, but I didn't expect to see them in the Final Four. But, you know, the coach there coached under Bob Knight for 7 years at Texas Tech after he left Indiana. So, you know, that's a pretty good resume as an assistant coach.
And the women are doing very well, getting a lot of publicity, and it's nice that people are sampling the product that the women, U of A women's basketball have, and the crowds keep getting bigger. And this is it's an interesting situation. It's not affiliated with the men's NIT. This is a kind of a group called Triple Crown Productions that puts on this, and the U of A has bid for is the highest bidder for these home games, which is, it makes it very nice with the home court advantage. And they may actually, if they get by this game coming up this week, they'll have the finals at McHale too, most likely.
Right.
Hey, whatever helps the U of A, whatever helps Tucson, it's a good thing. Women's basketball is very, it's in flux right now. I used to go to the Seattle Reign games many, many years ago in Seattle. And you would get maybe 100, 200 people at a game.
Right.
The WNBA right now is averaging between about 7,000 people per game. Mm-hmm. But some markets doing better, some markets doing less.
No.
So it's going to be tough for them for a while until more and more women's college basketball is mainstreamed, and there is an organization like the WNBA who can take them to where they need to be. And of course, is, you know, the cooperation of ESPN, all the other sports networks and things like that.
Well, even though this is a bit of a lesser tournament for the women, you know, it takes my memory back to 1975 when Indiana played in a tournament called the Commissioner's Tourney, and it was kind of like one step beneath the NIT. But it allowed them to play all the way through that tourney.
Yeah,
they won it,
right.
And then they won the national championship the following year. So, I mean, this is good experience for this young women's team, and you know, it could lead to some better play next year, maybe some, and maybe a run in the NCAA tournament.
Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe is the place for all of your custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Jeff and Jim, do you think the border is going to be shut down? Jeff, not just shut down, but the border sealed.
I would be very surprised if Trump's advisors can't talk him down from that. I mean, it's just that would be an absolute catastrophe for America, for Arizona, for Tucson, and our border cities. We have a lot of trade with Mexico. When we were talking off air before we started, we talked a lot about fruits and vegetables that come in from Mexico. You'd see huge price spikes on lots of things, like Jim was talking about, avocados. There, we have other sources of them, but the price will go up if the supply chain is interrupted. It's just catastrophic, and it's just, you know, another indicator of the stupidity of this man and the inability of people around him to rein him in. I think he started off his administration, and he had a few people as Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and Chiefs of Staff and others that could kind of put rails on him and keep him between the rails, but most of those people are now gone, and he's surrounded himself with nothing but sycophants and yes men and yes women. And, you know, we're in a very dangerous position with him right now, as he's so isolated, more isolated probably than any president in modern history, because of the people he surrounds himself with and the fact that he lives in such a bubble where he only goes to rallies where his, you know, his 40% of the voters show up and they have to have reservations, no real public members that would disagree with him or ask for different views are there. He rarely holds genuine press conferences. You know, he's just so isolated and surrounded only by these people who are fans of his. And if you're not a fan of his in the cabinet level, then he gets rid of you.
What do you think, Jim?
Well, what do you say we get back to the subject matter of sealing the border and closing off the border? Obviously, you know, from day one, Trump has been disruptive. He's been disruptive to the entire political system, from the way that people act on the campaign trail to how they, choose cabinet members. With regards to actually closing the border, yeah, I think he's going to do it. And I think he's going to make people feel some pain, but he's making them do that for a reason. Now, you may not agree with the reason, but I believe the reason is disruption and getting the United States of America back on top. You have to understand, for years, for generations, our trade deals, the other countries cheated. Various treaties, pacts, other countries cheated. I mean, this even goes into things like NATO not paying their fair share. Of course they could afford a huge welfare state in their countries, in their industrialized nations, because they were paying less than 2% of their GDP towards defense. Where were we up to on GDP for defense? 17%, something like that? So the point is that, and that's not just our defense, that's the defense of the freaking free world. So Trump is trying to change the dynamics of this game that has been played for generation after generation after generation. Will it last? How long will the border be sealed? I don't know. That's going to be up to the president. But I will tell you that when you start making everybody feel the pain and you start telling these countries, get your act in order so half your population isn't running through three countries just to get to the United States, for what? For housing and all the other good stuff.
This could present all sorts of problems. It could leave American citizens who cross back and forth with a sluggish or potentially non-existent system of even returning to the United States. Mexico, for Arizona, this, Jim and Jeff, is, as you both know, this is a huge our number one trading partner.
That's my point. Is that this is going to motivate?
What's the crisis, Jim? What's the crisis that causes this? I mean, you know, is it the same as his pretend emergency declaration? I mean, what's the crisis that prompts him to say he wants to close the border? Illegal crossings are at a low point, lower than they've ever been in the last 3 or 4 decades.
That's not true.
Yes, they are. We're seeing a different flavor of people crossing now. We're seeing more families than we've ever seen before.
Exactly.
But we're not seeing more total border crossers than we've ever seen before. So what's the crisis that prompts him to threaten to shut down the border? I don't understand it.
This puts pressure on every global player, every company that has global interests. I mean, this puts pressure on Jim Click, making sure that he gets his Ford vehicles onto the lot. This puts pressure on brokers. This puts pressure on the markets. This puts pressure on everybody that they need to figure this out of why.
Figure
of
what the, out? What's the crisis?
The corruption of the Central and South American countries that say, hey, let's go to America. Life will be better there. Why not stay and fix what your problem is down there? Why do you got to come to us with your handouts the minute you walk across the border? You got your hand out going, I need housing, I need medical care, my child's sick, and it's all your fault if my baby dies. Give me a break, Jeff.
In fact, what the president is offering today is to cut dollars that we send to 3 Central American countries, which are the primary sources of these families that are leaving. And what we need to do instead is increase aid to these countries so these people will feel secure
what
enough to stay in their country.
Those countries solving their own darn problems with their own darn people,
Hold
Jeff.
Your thought there,
Tell
Jim.
Me.
We're going to take our break right here. A lot of excitement up at Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. I don't know if any of our listeners heard about or saw the story in USA Today. Mona's Danish Bakery, one of the 10 Tucson spots for surprisingly international cuisine. And they're talking about the term Mona's Danish pastry, of course, and what they do with the Danish kringle. The kringle is kind of their signature event. It's a rich coffee cake available in fruit, nut, chocolate, cheese varieties. Fabulous. Mona's really excited about they'll be doing breakfast hopefully very soon. They've got to get all the proper permits. And actually right now they're in the market for, if anybody knows, an outstanding cook who would like a job, please give owner and baker, Chief Baker Steve, a call up at Mona's Danish Bakery. Their website, monasdanishbakery.com. And, of course, there's a link at buckmastershow.com. The Monday Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Coming up next on the Face-Off with Jeff Rogers and Jim Kelly, Jeff talked about President Trump and his limited appearances outside of red states. Can he win re-election by just being the president of basically 40% of the people? That will be my question for Jeff and Jim as we continue on the Buckmaster Show and the Face-Off.
There's still time this year for you to donate your 2018 charitable tax credit qualifying dollars to a local charity and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit towards your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 40 local charities, encourages you to direct a portion of your state tax dollars to work in our community for causes that you wish to support. It's easy to donate online and feel good at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. The Monday Political Face-Off, 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. It's our face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Jeff Rogers seated to my left, Jim Kelly to my right. Jim has not had a cigarette in 12 hours. He's on day 8 of his, he's been, for folks following him on Facebook, Jim, you look great. You didn't really need to lose any weight. I mean, you've lost some weight, and you do have a cane right now because you and your lovely girlfriend have been doing all this exercise. You got a little overzealous, though.
Yep, Sabino.
It was at Sabino?
Yeah, Sabino
Canyon. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, pushed it a little bit too hard, so I'll be resting the peroneal tendon for a while. It doesn't stop me from doing other things that I need to be doing, of course. And you're right. And I've had one cigarette in 12 hours, and it's tough. It's very tough. But the funny thing is that what happens is that when you start working out and you start doing your muscles fail first, and then you see where all the fat is, and then you with continue. You know, smart exercising, everything will tighten back up. Yeah. I actually expect to put on muscle weight, to go from, I'm at my 150 right now to go to 165, but I want 165 with a 10% body fat with muscle, not, 165 with, a 22% body fat.
No pain, no gain.
Exactly.
Jeff and Jim, let me read you just the first paragraph of the White House memo in the New York Times. I found this very interesting. I think the listeners will too. This is from Michael Tackett. President Trump eats almost every meal in the White House or at properties that he owns. The presidential travel has been largely limited to red state campaign rallies with adoring crowds, brief appearances surveying some natural disasters, official travel overseas, a handful of forays to factories. His most consistent interactions with Americans are a steady diet of tweets that he sends to them or sends to everyone. Jim and Jeff, can President Trump, I'll begin with you, Jim, can he win with just being the president of 35-40% of the people?
Well, the reality is he is the president of the United States, and he is everyone's president. The guy works very, very hard. He sleeps about 5 hours a night. He's up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I've never seen a story like this about other presidents, being isolated. I don't think he's isolated. I think most presidents eat their meals at home, at the house, at the White House. With regards to everything else, President Trump is a very hard worker. And you're right. He loves those tweets. Do they bother me on occasion? Oh, yeah. But it's the way he communicates, and he's trying to bypass other people's interpretations of what he's saying, and he's saying it the way that Trump says it. And the people will accept it or reject it as is. It looks like they're accepting it. Rasmussen had him at 50% approval rating overall with that hardcore 45% or hardcore, 82% of the Republican Party supporting him. So for them to say 40% of the country, it's 82% of the Republican Party that's supporting him, and it's an overall 50% for the country that is supporting him. Democrats are starting to enjoy the fruits of Donald Trump's labor, and in 2 years, you're going to see more and more Democrats going, you know what? Ocasio-Cortez has it wrong. Warren has it wrong. Schiff has it wrong. All of these guys have it wrong. They're doing better. And as they enjoy those fruits of Trump's labors, you're going to see more and more Democrats supporting him the closer we get to 2020.
Okay, Jeff, can Trump win if he just goes to the red states?
No. This election is the Democrats to lose. That doesn't mean we're not capable of actually losing it. If we nominate the wrong candidates, mm-hmm. we could lose to Trump. But right now, I'd say if the election were held today and any generic Democrat was on the ballot, we would win probably by a large margin. It would probably be a landslide. This is the most historically unpopular president in the history of the United States of America. And when you say he's a hard worker, I assume you mean the dozens of hours he spends watching TV and Fox and tweeting. That's the kind of hard work that this president does. He won't read a briefing book. He won't read. They have to practically make things into little cartoons for him to look at. He never wants anything more than one sheet long because he can't concentrate that long. This is what he likes to do is gin up his base with his lies and dishonesty and profanity. This Michigan rally was just the worst he's ever done. He continues to get nastier and meaner at every stage of the game, and he'll continue to do so in my prediction. And unless the Democrats do something really stupid by nominating the wrong people, this is our election to lose. And Rasmussen is a very unreliable poll that tilts Republican. He's stuck in the 40 to 44% range of approval, and he's going to stay mired there, and he may even go lower because, if he continues to behave like he did at that Michigan rally, that was just shocking. People were stunned at his behavior and the profanity-laced lies that he told.
What do you think, Jim?
Well, I don't care about whether he used the word for BS or not, bovine scatology. The reality, Harry Truman, there was the old days of Harry Truman when the mother and father would say, put the kids to bed, Harry Truman's going to give a speech. Come on, it's the way he talks, it's the way he is. I mean, the way he talks is no more disconcerting or uncomfortable than, say, Joe Biden's overly physical and affectionate style when he greets people.
By the way, you bring that up, Jim, and we've only got about 2 minutes. Is this gonna, in this Me Too environment, Jeff Rogers, is this gonna be palatable to Democrats?
Well, innocent stuff. But yeah, in this day and age, that stuff is frightening. And mm-hmm. and it all falls along a spectrum. And some of it you can say, that wasn't advisable, but it wasn't any big deal. Mm-hmm. And then there's things that are way out to the other end that are more like Harvey Weinstein. But there's a spectrum there. And I don't think this crosses too deep into that kind of behavior that it's going to be problematic for him. But it's another thing to add to the long list of things that Joe Biden has. And when you've been in politics for 6 decades, you're going to have taken some positions 50 years ago and 40 years ago and 30 years ago that are not very popular today.
I don't think this is going to help Joe Biden.
No, it's not. No. And I agree with Jeff entirely. Yeah. Behavior is on a spectrum. People, political behavior particularly. And the perception of political behavior is always going to be on a spectrum. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point of politics, is swaying the perception of other people's actions and words and how they do things. The Democrats been doing things their way. Trump has been doing things their way. And that's the way things are going.
I think he's still going to get into this. But I think it's not enough that he's going to decide, well,
if
maybe
you see more
I,
of them
I
come
won't.
Forward.
That
I mean, remember
would
what
be
happened
a
to Al Franken.
That would be a problem.
It was not,
right.
there was, when, yeah. when it was just the one, it seemed like he was going to survive. But then there was another one and another one.
Right, right.
And you start to die a death of a thousand cuts.
Mm. Right, right, right. I agree with you.
And in this environment right now, you know, people are already saying, you know, his time really had... It's time for some new blood. I mean, it could just add up to really be enough that folks wouldn't give Joe, say, maybe that's enough.
Right.
Yeah.
But we'll see. All right. Always a pleasure, Jim Kelly. I hope that you hang in there with your exercise program and one cigarette and 12 hours after smoking since you were age 15. So, I mean, my gosh.
Yep, it's tough. It's very, very difficult. But I just, you know, I'm just doing my best to keep delaying that next cigarette as
All
long
right.
as I can.
Okay, thanks, Jim. And Jeff, thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And your final thoughts on the who will be emerge as the winner. I kind of take it you're leaning toward Sparty and Michigan State Spartans.
I think they got to be the favorite right now.
Just from
just
overall.
From having beaten Duke.
Yeah.
Which was a formidable task.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's located at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Stop by Moe for all of your framing needs. They can do they will do a great job for you. We'll be right back. So much to talk about with General John Wickham in our monthly visit with the General right after we take a break on 10:30 The Voice. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
There's still time this year for you to donate your 2018 charitable tax credit qualifying dollars to a local charity and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit towards your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 40 local charities, encourages you to direct a portion of your state tax dollars to work in our community for causes that you wish to support. It's easy to donate online and feel good at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
This is Moe, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
12:35 now on 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. The program is Buckmaster. Since 2011, we've been on the radio with you. This portion presented by Zocalo and Green Things. Zocalo at Green Things. Zocalo for all of that great Talavera pottery, antiques, fine art, handmade furniture. And, of course, they're now on the 13-acre site of Green Things, where you get all your amazing plants, annuals, trees, and a lot more. Green Things, since 1970, 3384 East River Road, open daily. GreenThingsAZ.com. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs is General John Wickham, who was United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He's the author of the book Korea on the Brink. That book still available at Amazon. His book that just came out this past week, it's titled On Life, Love, and Living. It's a collection of General Wickham's poetry. General Wickham is retired in Oro Valley, joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. General, how are you?
Oh, we're doing fine, Bill, and wonderful to be on your valuable program, always.
Well, thank you very much. Very impressed with your book of poetry. We'll talk a little bit more later in the half hour and actually have you share with our listeners one of the poems. I do want to say that the illustrations are great. Your 14-year-old identical twin grandsons, Blake and Shane Wickham, contributed some of the illustrations, as did the students at Ironwood Ridge High School in Oro Valley. Very impressive young artists. In fact, you're going to be at the high school tomorrow signing copies of the book. That's going to be a lot of fun for you, General.
Well, it's a remarkable thing to do. The publisher has never done anything like this before, and I think it's inspirational. The children inspired by the poems, and they drew these pictures, and it's good artwork as well as inspirational for their own personal lives. Yeah, thank you, Bill.
General Wickham, I want to begin with some of the things that General Robert Abrams said over, well, actually last week. He was warning the House Armed Services Committee that the United States may see a surprise attack on the Korean border. This was really very concerning. And General Abrams, for folks that don't know, he holds the position that you once held as the chief of the combined U.S. and Korean forces. Were you surprised by his comments last week?
Yes, I was, and I'm. However, it's an indication of the turbulence on the Korean Peninsula with the North Koreans. They are not to be dealt with the way the present administration is dealing with them, and I think we're going to see some recklessness on their part. Now, why are they doing this? I think they're doing it to get attention and to recognize that we are a nuclear power. And we have to be dealt with as that way rather than what the Trump administration is seeking, and that is complete and irreversible and verifiable disarmament. That isn't going to happen. And the North Koreans aren't going to let it happen. So they're trying to seek some some movement in the right directions. However, they are hurting from the sanctions, and so they want some relief on the sanctions, and we're not getting any movement at all there. Now, the Chinese, unfortunately, are probably encouraging the North Koreans to take this tough line. I don't know why, but I think there's an element of dealing with the United States through the North Koreans that may be a factor.
And a summit is not yet planned. You wouldn't imagine that one's going to be coming up anytime soon, General Wickham?
I don't think so. You're right, Bill. I think that the summits have been sort of a PR, a publicity, a kind of a thing for the Trump administration. Hey, look at me. I've done this, and I've made peace. I've gotten rid of the nuclear weapons, and it's going to be peaceful in the world and peaceful on the Korean Peninsula. It hasn't happened, and they haven't done the work to make it happen, and they haven't done the history reading to understand the North Korean circumstances that would enable them to make progress. So I don't think a summit is in the cards.
What do you know about this General Abrams? Have you met this gentleman?
I think I remember him, yes. He's not related to the Creighton Abrams. He used to be chief of staff. Creighton Abrams just lost one of his sons that I did know. Remarkable man, Creighton Abrams.
This is, for folks that don't know, that position of really being over the U.S. and the Korean forces, this is a huge responsibility that you once had, General Wickham, and folks don't realize that there's so much at stake here. That must have been a very, very stressful position, to say the least.
Oh, it was, Bill, and you're exactly right. The commander-in-chief of the Iraq and U.S. forces controls about 1 million troops.
Wow.
And I remember one time when President Reagan was elected president, the North Koreans typically try to challenge new leadership in the United States, and they did with Reagan, and they tried to shoot down one of our SR-71 aircraft. And so I was instructed by the president to prepare to attack North Korea if they tried it again. And he approved the plans that we had prepared. And I'll never forget sitting around a table in an underground bunker in Korea with the South Korean leadership, Minister of Defense, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and we were listening to the North Koreans, their air defenses, as we started to move some aircraft to see if they were going to try it again. And we were prepared to go to war.
Wow.
I had prepared a plan that Reagan had approved, and he had approved me attacking North Korea if they tried to shoot down a plane. And we listened to the North Koreans, and the remarkable thing to me was that we were breaking their code. Mm. We could listen to them in English, and we realized that the North Koreans were not going to try to shoot again. And they were talking in Korean, of course, but their English words were, we're not going to shoot down a plane. So it was a remarkable experience to realize it. And the South Korean leadership were astonished at our ability to do this and the fact that we were sharing such intelligence with them and showing them that the capabilities that we share with each other. So it was, to me, a thrill to do this. And it was also part of the growing relationship after the assassination and the coup, that we were building a relationship again, and that, wow, we saved the South Korean leadership and the country. It is one of the real success stories of American foreign policy that we've developed this country, one of the Asian giants, and it's all responsible for the United States. South Korea is like the United States. It's got a rule of law, justice, and as I say, it's a tribute to the United States.
Wow, that is the first we have heard, at least first I have heard, about how close the United States came to a full-blown war with North Korea. You heard it right here on the Buckmaster Show. Matthew has called us. Matt would like to speak with the general. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Hello, General Wickham.
Matt is always
very
an expert.
Exciting to listen to. And I can tell you that I was assigned to First Corps COSCOM, and even a few years after that, you know, we were very close again to being mobilized for Korea. So it was a very tense time many times with the North Koreans always challenging us. As you know, General Wickham, the Army's getting ready to make some changes. You know, we may have a new General Milley may move from Army Chief of Staff possibly as a future. They're talking about him as a future possible chairman. And then we have the new Army Chief of Staff nomination, James McConville, and I believe it was. And so I feel like we're going through a change. General Dunford just left CENTCOM, and we've just seen the briefing from General Abrams even for Korea. But it seems like we're going through a big change. Everybody keeps asking the same question, which is, what would happen to the budget for your situation if the Defense Department moved $1 billion to the wall? And most of them were unwilling to give a direct answer, other than to say, yes, we have lists of things that we're getting ready to cut. So the big issue is, I really believe, though, is Russia and their troops that they're sending into Venezuela, because I believe there is a showdown coming. And what does that hearken? Because we have a new Russian foreign policy or military policy that seems to be interested in proving that they can send troops and deploy as they did in Syria. Thank you. Bye.
Very good questions, as usual, Matthew. Two questions. Let me go to the second one first about Russia and Venezuela. This is not unusual. Russia was involved, as you know, with Cuba greatly. We almost went to war with Russia over that. So Russia has moved in the Western Hemisphere, despite the Monroe Doctrine, previously. And Venezuela related to Cuba. Cuba had been helping Venezuela years ago with doctors and dealing with them in a responsible way. So there's a very close relationship to Cuba. And also the Venezuelan oil is significant in the world scene. So Russia has an interest in oil and interest in relationships through Cuba to Venezuela. So that's why they're involved here. I don't think it's a terrible threat to the Monroe Doctrine, but it's an aggravating threat. And we'll have to deal with the Russians in that regard. And unfortunately, I don't think that this administration has the will or desire to do that. Now, the other point you raise about what's going to happen in the Defense Department, you're exactly right. There are some changes coming. And if we're going to fund the stupid wall, we're going to take money away from programs like buying weapons, like building, rebuilding our bases, housing in the United States, and Veterans Affairs. We are taking money away from TRICARE for Life and TRICARE for veterans and going to put it into the wall. Who's going to pay the bill? The veterans are. This administration does not, and neither does the Congress, does not walk the talk about caring for veterans. And I think the American people need to recognize that if we're going to care for veterans, let's do it up front. And let's not do things like we're doing with this business of shifting funds away from care of veterans and care of our families in the military and care of our military to put into a stupid wall that can be thwarted overnight.
All right, General Wickham. And while so much attention is toward the wall in this country, Russia has been flexing its military might. Front page story of the New York Times. They're all over Africa, the Russian influence, so much so that in the very troubled but mineral and diamond-rich Central African Republic, guess what? The national security advisor is a Russian. And that's just a sample of what's going on with Russian influence in Africa. But right now, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we'll have General Wickham read a poem from his newly released book. It's titled On Life, Love, and Living. Be right back on Buckmaster.
There's still time this year for you to donate your 2018 charitable tax credit qualifying dollars to a local charity and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit towards your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 40 local charities, encourages you to direct a portion of your state tax dollars to work in our community for causes that you wish to support. It's easy to donate online and feel good at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeepLocal.org.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Welcome back. It is Buckmaster on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a really nice getaway, 3-hour drive from Tucson. We send so many of our listeners over to this beautiful portion of the southwestern land of enchantment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. That's the starting place to find out about great places to stay and all sorts of recreation recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. General John Wickham, our contributor on military and foreign affairs, is with us on the live line. His new book, his collection of poetry titled On Life, Love, and Living, has just been released. Some wonderful, not only poetry from the general, but some great illustrations from Ironwood Ridge High School, Oro Valley, and the general's 14-year-old identical twin grandsons, Blake and Shane Wickham, contributed. I'm very impressed with the packaging of this book, General Wickham.
Well, that's very kind of you, Bill. You wanted me to read a poem. I just had my eyes dilated. I can't read it all, so maybe you can read it if you want to.
I think, would you mind, General, if I share it with our listeners?
Please do.
So you just came from the eye doctor, and the eyes are dilated. Anyway, the selection I have here is Life Blessing. Everyone wonders about life's purpose and blessing. Are they simply accidental aspects of mere living, acts by the good Lord with genuine designing? Christmas time helps with our biblical understanding because Jesus was born for purpose of life saving. With this spiritual thought in mind, and after deep reflecting, we begin to realize that life really is a true calling, requiring lifelong service to others and talent sharing, especially with friends and family who always need uplifting, for all those souls around us who seek character inspiring. Thus, the answer to whether we are worthy of life's blessing lies with lifelong endeavor of moral values, acquiring assiduous practice of temptation, avoiding a swell as with self and others, always forgiving, we can make a difference worthy and lasting. Very nice, General Wickham. The title of the poem, Life Blessing.
Well, it's a meaningful kind of a thing. You might wonder, what in the devil is an infantry general doing writing poetry? Well, it's what did it, remember when Churchill retired and FDR retired? They started painting. Well, so I've been painting too. I paint in oil, and poetry started about 4 or 5 years ago. Just looking at the beautiful place we live in out here and inspiration from the good Lord for life that had been given to me. So that's where it came from. Those words are not mine. They come from above.
Right.
And it's an illustration that we all have to, as you do so well, Bill, you and your aunt, thinking about where we're going and our purpose in life. And you're doing wonderful work with your purpose of spreading good news and better interpretation of what's going on.
All right, General, let's see if we can get Roberta in on the show. She would like to ask you a question. Go ahead, Roberta.
Thank you. Last night I heard it reported that a Russian plane was seen flying over military bases in Nevada and California with the permission of the United States. Is this possible, and why would it happen when they're building nuclear weapons?
Okay, General Wickham, do you have any idea?
I don't have any idea, Roberta. It could be a misinformation. I doubt that they would be flying over here. However, incidentally, when we signed a treaty with Russia for control of intermediate nuclear weapons and the delivery systems, we were actually at Davis-Monthan Air Base destroying some of these weapons to prove to the Russians that we were complying. And they were being done at a certain part of the air base so that the Russian satellites could see that. And so it's conceivable that on certain circumstances, some overflight or oversight in the United States is going on. But you raise another fundamental question about cyber warfare. We're all vulnerable to cyber warfare. The Russians, the Chinese, with satellites interfering with our ability to communicate and they can shut down our electrical system, and shut down our banking system and air control system through this the satellites.
Yeah,
we're all vulnerable.
All right, General, I'm going to have to run real quickly, but people wanted to know, several callers, where can they get a hold of your book of poetry real quickly?
Well, it's not for sale. It was done. I paid for it. So it may be eventually done for sale, but Mary Davis, your good friend, was involved with the publishing.
I wouldn't be surprised, General, if it goes up on Amazon pretty soon, because people do want to hear your poems. Thank you very much, General Wickham. We'll talk to you next month.
God bless, dear friend. Thanks a lot.
Bye. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Thanks, Bob Dio. Great job as usual. Steve Rivera waiting in the wings. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.